I think this is a great, great opportunity for people to come out.
Well, everyone's getting together, and it's great to see everybody, and everyone's really into it, and it's really interesting how much variety.
It just keeps on growing. There's more booths this year than ever. It's 11 o'clock, and look at the crowd. It's amazing.
Those are the sounds of locals showing their appreciation for the Wrangell Health Fair. Locals poured into the Nolan Center Saturday morning for this year's event. Organizations from around the state were on hand to offer a wide range of services to Wranglites. Among them was the Wrangell Medical Center's annual blood test. Locals fasted 12 hours prior to the event in order to have their blood drawn and tested at a very low cost. Those who worked the area says it went very smooth.
There wasn't hardly any wait for anyone. We actually didn't have anybody pass out on us this year, which was quite nice. It happens because people get to fasting and they get a little squeamish about needles and stuff, but no, everything went very well.
While some booths provided on-site testing, some used the event to provide information on other tests. Regina High of the Alaska AIDS Assistance Association says her organization offers tests to prevent HIV.
We provide prevention services for people who are not positive, which includes rapid testing. It's called OraQuick. You can know your HIV status from birth up until 90 days ago in 20 minutes with the oral test. We also provide condoms, female and male condoms, to general public for free.
Organizations like Health and Social Services provided information on its adult protective services. Susan Spriggs says her organization's program provides lifelong protection to adults.
We protect against exploitation, abandonment, abuse, neglect, self-neglect. We have a reporting that can be made through our 1-800 number. It's a confidential reporting.
Some booths like Search ask the public to participate in surveys. Search health educator Vivian Mork explains the purpose of her organization's survey.
We're focusing on physical activity, nutrition, and tobacco cessation here. And we're also doing a community health survey. And that community health survey, the data will benefit the community with a lot of programs that we can do with that information afterward.
The Alaska Office of Boating Safety gave some survival tips when dealing with cold water. Nick True says his demonstration was popular with the children.
I have a cold water bucket with pennies in the bottom, and I have people pull out pennies, and it shows how quickly you lose feeling in your hands. It also, some people will have a gasp reflex, which you get when you're surprised by cold water. And if you don't have your life jacket on, you tend to swallow an awful lot of water, which can be a problem.
Some organizations provided a feel-good aspect to their booths. The American Cancer Society offered information on its Feel Good, Look Good program, which assists women who are dealing with the apparent side effects of cancer treatment. Helena Visser, a trainer for the society in the Anchorage area, explains how the program works.
We assist them in how to pencil in eyebrows again or give the appearance of lashes, how to apply blush or help with the blemishes that they may have gotten from the chemotherapy. And then we offer scarf tying techniques and wig maintenance, wig care. And that way they feel that as they look good, in turn start to feel better and kind of get that self-confidence again to go out and do your daily routines like going for groceries and just go out in the world again.
While some booths were modestly set up, one organization came and left with a bang. Guardian Flight brought one of its helicopters in from Ketchikan to show to the public. Paramedic Chris Rossell says the helicopter wasn't the only thing on display for Guardian Flight.
We're also promoting Apollo MT, which is our insurance program that we're associated with. For $100, it covers the ambulances on both sides as well as your flight. You and any of your family that you list on the forum. So it's a pretty good deal. So we're promoting Apollo MT as well as promoting ourselves here.
Alaska Island Community Services offered a lot of booths at the fair. One of them was Alaska Crossings, a therapeutic program that takes troubled children out into the wilderness to do canoeing, hiking, and mountaineering. Crossings guide Ben Weidman talks about the program's presence at the fair.
I think it's really good for us to be here because there's a lot of people that Crossings, well, let's just say a lot of families that Crossings has touched in the community, and And I think it's a good opportunity to get more exposure to more families and kind of share what we have available.
Probably AICS's most popular booth didn't have anything to do with human health.
Clean bill of health. It's wonderful. It's in great shape. Okay? And here's your certificate of health. And you just keep taking good care of this bear. We'll see you next year, okay?
That's right. The Tideline Clinic offered the Teddy Bear Clinic again. The booths provided checkups for stuffed animals so they can be as healthy as their owners. Angela Allen of AICS says she and her co-workers every year enjoy running the booth.
You know, to get to help the kids fix up their animals and their little faces light up, and it's like a real doctor's experience for them.
Kathy Gross of the Wrangell Medical Center helped organize the fair. She says it was the most people she has seen attend the event since WMC took over 16 years ago.
I think it was just a huge success. I'm really happy with the way it turned out. And all the people that showed up to help out, all the people that came through and, you know, visited all the vendors. And, yeah, everything was just really, really good this year.
Gross says there were 60 booths at this year's fair, which is the most in its 20-year history. She credits the event's growing popularity for its success. Gross says if the event is bigger next year, they're going to have to look at different floor plans to fit all the booths. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.